Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Thousands of shipping containers have been lost at sea.
What happens when they burst open?
By Christina Larson, Helen Wiefering, and Manuel Valdez.
Associated Press.
October 3rd, 2024.
Long Beach, Washington.
Russ Lewis has picked up some strange things along the coast of Long Beach Peninsula in Washington State over the years.
Hot Wheels, bicycle helmets with feather tufts.
Life-size
plastic turkey decoys.
Made for hunters.
Colorful squirt guns.
And Crocs.
So many mismatched Crocs.
These items aren't like the used fishing gear and beer cans that Lewis also finds tossed overboard by fishers and or partygoers. They're the
detritus
of commercial shipping containers lost in the open ocean.
Most of the world's raw materials and everyday goods that are moved over long distances are packed in large metal boxes the size of tractor trailers and stacked on ships.
But not everything arrives as planned.
More than 20,000 shipping containers have tumbled overboard in the last decade and a half.
We are leaving time capsules on the bottom of the sea of everything we buy and sell, sitting down there for maybe hundreds of years?
Fishermen have seen stocks of key species shrink, and populations of long-lived, slow-reproducing animals such as sea turtles may take several generations to recover.
This year's summer winds washed thousands of plastic pellets near Colombo, Sri Lanka, 3 years after a massive fire aboard the Express Pearl burned for days.
Burned for days.
Burned for days.
And now, here is the Daily Docent Tour at the Maritime Museum of New Portland. Written by Jen Brown. Directed by Michael Sadler. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024.
Our tour continues here in the Maritime Museum's visible storage department. This is the junk drawer of the museum. It's where all the disparate odds and ends are Frankensteined together into one wild and crazy gallery with a few hidden gems to be discovered. Oh, Robin, I see your hand. You have a question?
We've already seen a bunch of those shoe things.
Yes, the Crocs.
The Crocs. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of those on display, but it seems like there's even more here.
Really great observation, Robin. Mismatched Crocs make up 91% of the Maritime Museum of New Portland's permanent collection.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite?
Rory, I'm partial to the silver sparkle one in the case right over there.
A hidden gem.
Exactly, Robin. It's the only silver sparkle Croc in any museum collection at the moment, making it rare and valuable.
That falling apart piece of old shoe? Uh-huh. Unbelievable.
Oh, River, a question.
Back in the day, was anything other than Crocs sent overseas in shipping containers?
All sorts of things were shipped. Plastics, chemicals.
Very true, Reese. And all sorts of children's toys made out of all sorts of plastics and chemicals.
Robin and I went to the Maritime Museum in New Mexico, and they had loads of old-timey kids' toys.
We wore protective masks in one gallery because some of them were still actively on fire.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think it ruined museums for our mom, though.
Oh.
Remy, is there anything on fire in this museum?
Unfortunately, not today, Reese. But curators are working on something explosive for the spring.
Wait, actually explosive?
Anywho, let's continue. As you may recall from earlier in our tour, with more shipping containers came larger shipping vessels. And on rough seas, more shipping containers went flopping into the ocean.
Yikes.
People called environmentalists were very upset about all of the mystery containers falling into the ocean. But since the majority of our land masses are currently on fire or lost to sea, it worked out in our favor. Today, as we all know, most of the remaining human population live in floating shipping container cities.
Yep, we know that, all right. Mm-hmm. Are we going to see anything other than Crocs today? Don't think I want to ever see another one.
Solid Crocs, sparkly Crocs, rainbow swirly, what's it called?
Tie-dye, River. The rainbow swirly Crocs are tie-dyed, which is an ancient dye technique popular intermittently in the mid to late 20th century with a reprisal in the 21st as well.
Tie-dye, very, very cool.
Oh, anything tie-dyed in the museum gift shop?
The gift shop does have some replica tie-dye items.
Oh, you hear that, Robin? Mama love... Oh my God, what is that?
Oh, well, I guess we're all following Rory. Well,
finally, something interesting.
Oh, get right up to the glass. Take a really close look.
Are they hats?
Oh, not hats, but a great guess.
Is it a bird?
It looks like a bird.
What are they made of?
Oh, they have feathers.
Yes, River, some do have feathers.
But they are not hats.
No, not hats. You were a lot closer with the bird guess.
I mean, it is a bird. Was a bird?
They were never actual living birds.
They're plastic?
Ding, ding! Plastic decoy turkeys, all found in lost shipping containers. Aside from our mismatched Crocs, the Maritime has one of the largest collections of decoy turkeys.
Oh. What are turkeys?
That's a turkey.
A replica of a turkey. A mostly extinct bird, primarily found in what was formerly called North America.
I didn't know what they were called. I've seen those before, in the woods behind my house.
The woods behind your house?
Oh, yeah. I live on Denali Island.
Really? Denali Island? You're so lucky.
Honestly, it's not as cool as you think. You don't have any of the hustle and bustle you get in a container city.
But you live on real ground and have real trees?
Yeah, we have five in my town. There's two are in my backyard. That's the woods.
The museum has some beautiful plastic tree specimens, but nothing I'd call real.
And the turkeys move and make sounds?
Yep.
Can you show us?
Oh, you want me to show you?
Could you?
Oh, please, for science.
Please show us.
Please, I promise I'll take
notes.
Oh,
okay, well, it stands with its neck out a bit, kind of like this.
Oh, okay.
And it sort of struts around, I guess is the word.
Oh,
go on, River. Okay. Give us that turkey strut.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, hold on. Yes.
Look at that turkey strut. Oh. Now, hit us with a sexy turkey sound. No. No.
That cannot be what a turkey sounds like.
No. Look at these majestic turkey decoys. How can it sound like that?
I'm sorry. That's just what they sound like.
My worldview is shattered.
River, you've ruined the one thing I liked in this whole entire museum.
That's the sound a turkey makes.
I don't believe you. Remy, you're a docent. Mm-hmm. You've got a degree, right?
I have a master's in museum studies, a master's in the pre-continental fires peoples of North America, and a PhD in oceanic detritus.
All those degrees and you're still just a volunteer docent?
The museum world is pretty hard to break into.
Okay. Lots of degrees. Uh-huh. This isn't what turkeys sound like, right?
No. No, I cannot believe that that is what turkeys sound like.
You don't have a degree in land birds. You don't have a turkeys living in your backyard. You don't even have a backyard.
We don't need a backyard or a town with five trees to know that you're trying to trick us.
Reese, you think River's trying to trick us?
River, are you lying about the one thing I love in the museum?
Why would I lie about the sound that turkeys make?
Why indeed?
Reese, you think we ought to teach this Landy a lesson?
Yeah, container folks don't like to be tricked.
Nobody is teaching me a lesson. I'm leaving.
Well, you think you're better than us because you've got trees?
Rory!
Rado!
Give me the duct tape out of the bag.
Rado!
Reese and Remy, you hold River. We'll duct tape their hands together.
You got it, yeah. Robin.
Hold still, you lousy, lying Landy.
You are not going to tape my wrists together.
Oh, I am. That'll teach ya. Mm-hmm. Hey, Rory, whoa, what are you doing?
So sorry, everyone, but Rory is bounding you all together. That couldn't be avoided.
If we want time to get some for Mom in the gift shop, we're going to need to steal the thing we came for right now.
The silver sparkle croc!
Yeah, thanks. You led us right to it.
We'll be sure to leave you a great review.
You're thieves?
Not every ship in Container City is as well off as New Portland. We're just trying to redistribute some of the wealth.
You can't do this!
Rory, tape that mouth shut and then grab the croc.
Are they done screaming? I don't know if I can still hear or not.
Reese, River, no hard feelings, my friends.
What? What did you say?
Honestly, good luck to you two.
Get the croc, Robin.
Sorry to cut the tour short, but we're off.
I think we should get Mom something tie-dyed. Think anyone's ever tie-dyed a shirt?
Remy, thanks again. And remember, there's more than one way to break into the museum world.
This has been The Daily Docent Tour at the Maritime Museum of New Portland. Written by Jen Brown. Directed by Michael Sadler. Featuring Megan Lenap, Peter Sullivan, and Zach Wobensmith. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.